Hello and welcome to Wooden Spoons on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is John Dick, and I'm here with community nutritionist Mary Jane Eason to discuss topics of healthy living, environmental issues, what's going on in our community, as well as other interesting things in this one-hour show. On Wooden Spoons, we recognize that all things are related, and with learning and awareness, we connect the dots and make up our world. Every Friday morning on Wooden Spoons, we speak with guests on today's relevant issues, share nutritious recipes, and explore important topics with perspectives not found in mainstream media. Time right now is 8:01 a.m. and the temperature outside is minus 45, and this is also our big fun drive week. Good morning, Mary Jane.
Good morning, John. Good morning for a nice introduction there, and I'm very happy to talk about Fun Drive this morning. It's our time to be on Fun Drive, and on Wooden Spoons, it's an important day since it is Valentine's Day, which is all about romance and loving kindness, and of course generosity.
Oh, for sure.
And yeah, and how important that is. You know, CKOW is a unique station with the history of its early beginning as a station, started by David Shilliday and physics professor Ron Radal in 1963, and that's coming from the CKOW website. In 1968, the letters that they had chosen were similar. They had the K in there or something. They had the C and something else in the J, but they changed the letters to CKUW, marking the founding of the University of Winnipeg when it provided broadcasting to certain places at the university. And these were, like, not everywhere, just maybe the cafeteria and the Buller Center or Riddall Hall and places like that. But it didn't go off the campus at that time. And so the station over the years expanded since then, and the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society was formed and incorporated as a nonprofit organization with a volunteer board of directors. And the official broadcast started at 12 o'clock a.m. on Friday, April the 30th, when station manager Rob Schmidt made the first speech. CKOW has continued to grow ever since. And getting back to loving kindness and Valentine's Day, this is a perfect time for listeners to come forward to support CKOW, which is a unique campus and community radio. Some amazing decisions have been made to produce a station that was commercial-free and listener-driven and listener-supported. Today, we have a special programming, and a former co-host, Kristen Andrews, will be joining us today to provide her ideas and enthusiasm on Fun Drive. So welcome to Wooden Spoons, Kristen.
Oh, Mary Jane, thank you. And happy Valentine's Day to you, too. And thank you, John, for stepping in there and manning the decks as you do. You know, I don't know how many people realize that, I mean, it's incredible, first of all, 55 years more of programming at CKUW. It's wonderful. But if people at home can imagine, perched way up top in the University of Winnipeg campus, right downtown there on Portage, way up on the fourth floor above the cafeteria, there's this wonderful little, it's almost like a treehouse up there. It's this little collection of rooms that house the studio and, you know, all of the archives. And just to think, like, what a rich history of programming there, and you know, all the different folks who come in and learned broadcasting and learned, you know, their way around a recording studio over the years. This is like, this is part of what the station really means to community as well. It's the programming that you hear at home, yes, but it's also the, you know, the training and the camaraderie and the shows and the way that folks come together. It's such a joy to be back, Mary Jane.
Yes, you were co-host, Kristen, for quite a few years on Wooden Spoons.
Indeed. I got to sit there in that chair beside you for quite a few years. And I mean, I'm calling in today virtually, which is something that we began, I guess, about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, you know, even with the shift of, you know, the pandemic and all that changed with that. CKUW never stopped broadcasting through that. And indeed, the fact that we could still listen to radio and still keep in touch with our community became, I think, even more important than ever before. There was a real connectivity that happened with that. And even for, you know, a while, the station, we found a way to broadcast off the campus. We found another location and just, you know, it's such an incredible thing, the way that volunteers have all pulled together over there. I'm excited about today. It was such fun to hear our friends at Fantastic Fridays again. And oh my gosh, I really hope someone did call in and get that incredible soup offer that they had with their call in. You know, just while we're starting off the show this morning, if people want to visit fundrive.ckuw.ca, you know, from their computer or their cell phone, you can catch up to what Fundrive is going on. The forums are there. That's one way you could do it. But I think we also have some people at the phone lines too, which is terribly exciting. It brings back all the memories of, you know, the old telethons that used to be on TV and those kind of call-in things. So if anybody wants to call in this morning to give a pledge or to just say hello to us here on Wooden Spoons, I'll quickly give the phone number for you just so you've got that contact. It's 204-774-6877. That's how to call us here at the station. We've got folks standing by. So, you know, for as little as like even $7 a month, that's the price of a couple of coffees, takeout. You know, your support would mean so much to the station and to this show. So further to that, I mean, Wooden Spoons, we've had so much fun, Mary Jane. You've always brought in these incredible topics, such a wide array of guests, you know, connected to food security and to, you know, just, you know, organic and healthful foods. I thought I'd have some fun today. And so I brought along a playlist.
Oh, wonderful.
Some love songs, but a bunch of songs that are also connected to food.
Well, that's wonderful.
We'll hear some music again this morning, too.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that, Kristen, and it's wonderful having, it brings back memories. In those days, it seems like a bit of a historical time, but we used to always go down for coffee at the cafeteria, but all that has changed, as we all know, and things are quite different. We don't have this kind of communality,
no,
as before, and everybody seems to be just a bit wary of, you know, all kinds of things because of COVID and all that. So so it has made a big dent on all sorts of relationships. But yes, as you say, maybe we'll take a little bit of a break here, and please make your pledge by calling CKUW at 204-774-6877. Or you can contribute online by emailing fundrive.ckuw.ca. At $35 level, at that level, you can get a friend's card, which offers discounts from designated businesses. At the $75 level, you will get a friend's card and an exclusive CKUW Fundrive t-shirt, which is every year it changes. It is done by an artist. It's a vintage, and there's also vintage t-shirts that are also available in limited size and design for pickup only. So please call in at 204-774-6877. Maybe, John, you might have a song you'd like to suggest that we have while people call in, hopefully.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could hear the I Love Onions song right off the top. That was one by Susan Christie. And it's kind of a really fun song, Mary Jane, if John can cue it up for us. You know what? I chose this song because it kind of harkens back to a time with, you know, the simple, most basic foods that we would always choose, right? So when you go to your soup pot, I don't know about you, Mary Jane, but I always go for the onions right away, then the garlic.
Very important.
Yeah, but this is I Love Onions by Susan Christie.
Okay, let's hear it.
Mm-hmm. Giza. There was highly prized by the ancient Egyptian pharaohs and their friends and cousins. It causes worrying of the eyes and rubefaction of the skin, but it is very, very tasty.
So that was kind of fun. I hope you enjoyed that one, Mary Jane.
Yeah, that was a very delightful song, and it had good pictures to show when you, from our end, like, you know, all these different colored onions. Yeah.
Yes, well, and it got into a little bit of facts about onions, right? I mean, they're an ancient thing, and I think I heard them mention Egypt in there as part of the origin story of where this tuberous delicious root vegetable came from. And the reason I mention that is because some of the other songs that I brought along today have to do with bread, shortening bread, bread and butter, you know, the idea of like dough and bread. I relate this because it would have been, I guess, well, here in the Americas, or, you know, North America, I guess back to the 1830s, we started referring to the idea of money as dough or bread, with that that notion of like earning one's bread, right? So that the notion of earning one's bread, I guess that came with settler culture and came over from Europe, like even as far back as the 1700s, you know, when people were, you know, starting to move around and kind of become enterprising, if you will. The idea of earning one's bread, that became a really early slang for money. So I just thought, you know, here we are pitching today about the goal of trying to reach $60,000 to just cap off what CKUW needs to operate through the year. And I just thought about, you know, how over the years that idea of it being, you know, bread or dough or
yeah,
getting in on the gravy. So some of the other songs are about that. But I believe, Mary Jane, and you might know a bit about this as well. I believe that bread itself, I mean, it's something that's known in almost every culture around the world, but I believe it originated in the Middle East, you know, in Egypt around like 8,000 BC, I think, is when we have the first indications of people actually grinding grain.
And, you know,
understanding,
yeah,
that they could mix it with the water, right? So mm-hmm. I think those really early breads would have looked something like the chapati from India.
Yes.
Or the tortilla from Mexico. Like just that really flat, thin bread. But of mm-hmm. course, you know, bread came to be something that has like been the common denominator for human settlement. You know, I think I would even argue that bread has been sort of like the one food item that has brought people together and has indicated, you know, human society. It's been central for the formation of human society, right? You know, the sailors with their hardtack bread, you know, that notion of bannock, which was brought over from the Spanish that has become, or not the Spanish, but forgive me, the Scottish. The Scottish bannock is a Scottish word, yes. And that's now become something that's beloved by most indigenous groups across across Turtle Island. You know, and that almost every culture has its form of bread, whether that's from like cornmeal or from wheat grain.
Yes, and it's, yeah, for sure, because grain is a huge staple in the diet, because it, first of all, it has it's a source of energy, and this is one of the things we definitely need. And of course, when you're using the whole grain, you have all the different minerals and nutrients around the bran. And in traditional cultures, those things were not thrown away. And they also had their ways of fermentation with just natural yeasts and letting that do its work.
Yes, amazing. Yeast would have come into play there as well. I love that you mentioned natural yeast, because that's something that is simply sort of gathered through the air. I think, you know, in those really early cultures as well, there would have been yeast that would have come about from the discovery of making things like the ales and wine. So yeast would have been a bit of a like a byproduct from people discovering that they could make ale and wine. So that's where you would have got maybe some of the yeast that would have come more into play for like early bakeries. You know, I wonder how it came to be that the first person who was really good at making bread decided that they could, you know, share it or trade it with their neighbors, you know, giving form to the first bakery.
Is that this was an evolution? That's for sure. You know, it was something that was done in people's homes. It was done outside. It was just a natural kind of a thing that people did. And
yes, I know my mother has. Or in an oven?
I still have the big bread pan, or what do you call it? It's not a pan. It's a bowl.
Like the big bowl for rising, for
it's
leavening.
It's a huge thing. And she would used to make her own bread, and then it would have a cover and with little holes in the cover to let the air out, to let the gases escape that was coming from the yeast. And, you know, it sustained us. It was in those days on the farm, people did that sort of thing, and it was much more healthy than, well, I remember one time my aunt came from Winnipeg and brought all this white bread, like a huge amount, and, you know, we started eating it, and we didn't like it.
It would have tasted so different and so foreign to just a good, simple, homemade loaf of bread, right, or a sourdough. Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't sustaining at all. So, John, do you have any comment to make about all this?
I don't know if I have much comments about the bread, but I would like to go into my first pitch right now. I just want to say that our show, Wooden Spoons, offers something that I believe is more important now more than ever, and that's unbiased news. Events in the United States specifically have just become more and more crazy, and I think we need a show that takes an unbiased look at what's going on and how listeners can become part of the solution. Harold Schuster, for example, has been a great resource for helping to inform and dismantle myths and harmful misinformation when it comes to the conflicts in Israel and Palestine. Other guests have talked about issues related to climate change, specifically going into detail about harmful farming practices and unhealthy food items that might not be known to the general public. We've had other guests discuss the harmful effects of electromagnetic rays that can affect some people. Any other news source is going to be run by a for-profit business, one that will earn profits by pushing an agenda. Our show is funded through donations from fans such as you listening, so donate what you can.
So this is a good point, John. So, you know, maybe we will have a musical break, but this is an opportunity for listeners to phone into the station this morning. We're waiting to hear from you. Make your pledge by calling 204-774-6877 or contribute online by emailing fundrive.ckuw.ca. And so this is a good time. We're going to have a piece of music. I think, John, you've picked up something. And then we will hope to hear from you. So please take this opportunity while we play a song. Do you have a song there, John?
Yeah, this is Helpless by Neil Young.
Okay, that's a Canadian singer.
Yeah, it is.
Blue windows behind Throwing shadows on our eyes, leave us helpless, 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 helpless. Baby, hear me now. The chains of love tied across the door.
Okay, but I want to take this opportunity to thank Catherine and Laura for your very generous donations to Wooden Spoons this morning. It's very much appreciated. Thank you very, very much. Kristen, are you there?
I am.
Okay.
Yes. We've got quite a few more songs about bread and about food-related things, but it's so great to hear Neil Young's voice. Of course, he's someone who was a Winnipegger for part of his time and has come back to Winnipeg many, many times. I've had the pleasure of meeting him and spending time with him. And
oh, is that right? You start to get around, Kristen, because you've been on set for all summer, and you've been doing. You're very active in the community. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, I'm a bit of a cultural historian, if you will, which is one of the reasons why I always appreciate both the work of the school, Mary Jane's Cooking School, of course, and the community outreach work that it does, educating about food resources. Neil Young is quite an activist in those regards as well. His Honor the Treaty tours with Diana Krall a few years back. Was definitely all about land justice and injustice for the treaty rights and human rights in that regard. So it's fitting that we hear his voice as well. I just can't help but thinking about just a bit about the bread again, about the dough, and how that is this it's a lovely fitting term for what sustains us here at CKUW, right? I mean, this is the listenership here, it's really the fuel that the station runs on daily. Just
yes.
Like we need our daily bread, mm-hmm. We rely on the daily interaction with our listeners at home and with the folks who, pick up the podcasts for when they're, not at work or not at school and listen in on their favorite bits of programming. I mean, there are very few other resources out there where you will get as varied a menu as what CKUW offers. There's hardly a genre of music or a common interest that isn't covered in some regard with the programming here at CKUW. I mean, we have classical music, we have poetry, we have politics, we have world music, we have you know, almost every type of, you know, like there's late night, we've got the metal, we've got the beats, we've got dance hall, we've got the, you know, the connections of our Friday morning friends, you know, Fantastic Fridays, the world news and songs that they bring us. Like it's quite a melting soup pot of tastes and styles and interests, and it's only made possible because, of course, the listeners are the ones who drive it, and you drive it by, you know, buttering our bread and by being the ones who help to rise the dough. So if you've got it in you this morning to call in, I mean, we've got folks waiting at the phone, so you can call in and get your receipts and hear about the incentives. The number is 204-774-6877. Just to throw that out there again, give us a shout.
Yes, we're waiting to hear from you, all the listeners out there, and I know some of you will be calling later, perhaps, or earlier, whatever. But we're waiting, we're waiting for the pledges for dough, as Kristen is promoting. It's a very good analogy.
Help us earn the bread this morning.
Yes.
So one of the songs I wanted us to hear, Mary Jane, is called "Shortening Bread," and that's a variation that came from the South, that idea of shortening bread. I mean, it's like one of the most simple recipes, right? I mean, you're just basically taking your flour and your water and a bit of sugar, but you're frying it in whatever type of lard or fat that could be found, because that's the other, you know, critical component, I guess, to something that could almost be considered like a survival food. You know, if you had very little to survive on and not enough time to plant anything or wild harvest, but if you had that bit of, you know, flour, sugar, water, and you fried it in something that gave you that lard or that fat, you'd have a pretty complete food, would you not?
Well, it certainly is helpful, especially if you're working out in the cold, cutting wood or whatever. I know that's how people in the past lived when they were working in the bush. They used pancakes, for instance, and that was with water. And very simple, but, you know, the fat was very important. And, Mary Jane's Cooking School, I'm a community nutritionist, but we are more alternative in our understanding of nutrition. I'm alternative in the understanding of nutrition, and there are the mainstream model is not espoused by a lot of groups. You know, there's all kinds of other traditions that we should be aware of, naturopathic understandings and holistic understandings that are different, and so I think a lot of our nutrition, our mainstream nutrition, is based on corporate studies that are for corporate benefits. However, I'm just going to talk about the many reasons that people enjoy CKOW. And I personally appreciate being able to talk about to the many different people who share their stories and their understanding and work or interests that they have. And having people share their insights or passions provides an educational and enriching experience. And there is no doubt that without alternative stations such as CKOW, the listeners would not be informed of what is really happening in society and throughout the world. Commercial radio is advertiser-oriented and advertiser-supported, while commercial free radio is listener-oriented and listener-supported. Commercial free radio serves the public by seeking the truth rather than propaganda. Some of the guests on Wooden Spoons have played a very educational role, and scientists and environmental activists, Mark Friesen, for instance, that John mentioned, provided a lot of information through workshops, activism, and radio interviews about the dangers of 5G, which means 5G stands for fifth generation technology. scientists and doctors were calling for a moratorium on the rollout of 5G, which would substantially increase exposure to radio frequency electromagnetic fields that have proven to be harmful for humans and the environment. The city of Winnipeg ignored that, even though Mark Friesen made many attempts to talk to the city councilors. I attended some of, I accompanied her in some of these meetings. Even though she would be talking to them, but they still, the city of Winnipeg ignored the health hazards ignored the health hazards that were being brought up, because they depended on Health Canada. Health Canada supported 5G. Now, the other thing that most people don't know is that Health Canada is interested in corporate health and not human or animal health. It's interested in corporate health, and human or animal health is not something that they are concerned about. So that is one important understanding that the public doesn't have, because we're not told that Health Canada is interested in corporate health, not human health or animal health, is something that the public is not aware of. Another guest, Harold Schuster from Independent Jewish Voices, which promotes peace and understanding and opposes racism, has made a great contribution in exposing the genocide against the Palestinians by the Israeli Zionist government. The fact that Palestinians have been evicted from their land, which has been turned to rubble, has been condoned by Western countries such as Canada and the United States. And then when Dmitry Iskaris, of Ukrainian descent, was a guest on Wooden Spoons to talk about his peacemaking tour throughout Russia titled One Handshake at a Time, there was a lot of controversy. A Mennonite university was forced to cancel his talk because of the widespread opposition to his being a guest. Then another Filipino center in the Exchange District, they also were forced to cancel as well. Another unadvertised site was found, and there was a great turnout. And it was quite amazing at some of the people that were there, and some of them were people that were in public, that served the public, and so on. So these are some of the things that do happen. So anyway, there's this unadvertised site brought in quite a few people. So there's sort of an underground, some kind of underground information system going on, I guess. So these statements might seem an odd way to promote listener-oriented and listener-supported radio. But the alternative is advertiser-oriented and advertiser-driven radio. And that is not the answer in a democratic society. So another program offered on CQW is Democracy Now!, hosted by Amy Goodman, who brings unbiased reports of what is happening in the United States and throughout the world. And that is doing this, she's doing this very calmly and eloquently under the new Trump administration, which I find is quite amazing. So I just want...
Indeed.
I just wanted to mention that, because I think that's the importance of a community alternative radio, which CKOW is. It allows these things to happen, this information to be shared. And I think now maybe we should have another break, and we'll get back to you, Kristen. You can continue with our discussions.
Indeed. Yes, you know, and I think the Wooden Spoons being almost like the intro to Democracy Now! Every Friday morning has been a wonderful thing. That was something I always enjoyed about our time on the air together, was being able to check into that program. I think it's something that CKUW's had as one of the longest running international programs is sharing agreement with Democracy Now. So this is a place for you to hear that. And as Mary Jane said, it's a place for you to hear commercial-free radio, which is absolutely incredible in this day and age. So, we're going to hear another one of these food-related songs. We're going to hear that shortening bread song by the Bell Notes, if you can call that up for us, John. And, while the songs are on, it's a perfect opportunity to give us a call here at the station. Just dial in and we'll let you know about the different ways that you can support. You could pledge something like a regular monthly pledge for as little as $7 a month. Or you could give a one-time pledge, and we've got a number of different incentives. But that phone number to call us while this song is on is 204-774-6877. We'd love to hear from you. But in the meantime, here's Shortening Bread by the Bell Notes.
Put on the skillet.
So, just a reminder, the phone number to call in is 204-774-6877. And I should also say that you can also donate online by going to fundrive.ckuw.ca. Just type that into your web browser and you can donate online or through the phone at 204-774-6877 or fundrive.ckuw.ca. So the next thing I wanted to talk about is that CKUW does also play a wide variety of music. This has been mentioned by Kristen already, but I wanted to reiterate it again. If you listen to other FM stations in Winnipeg, you're probably only going to hear top 40 music from already established artists. But on CKUW, we like to give lesser-known local artists a chance to have their music heard and give these artists a wider variety of music to give them a chance to share their creations. Fantastic Friday, for example, the show that comes on before ours, they play reggae music, and not a lot of other stations in the city are going to play that genre, and Fantastic Friday gives listeners a chance to check out that genre, and maybe they can find a new song through that, or really any of the other any of the other stations that play like a wider variety of music. So it's always nice. Like sometimes you discover a whole new genre or a whole new artist that you just love and you've never heard them before because you only hear top 40. But yeah, CKUW gives you a chance to do that. So, I mean, I'll say again, you can donate to 204-774-6877. Or you can go to fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate online.
And you can also pay by credit card online at CKUW, ckuw.donate, and or by PayPal at ckuw@winnipeg.ca. So there's many different ways of donating to the station. And again, the number is 204-774-6877. I apologize for having given the wrong number because I got it. I think I misread something. And thank you, Evelyn, for your donation. And and again, thank you, Laura and Kathy. Really, we really appreciate that. And
I think something, Mary Jane, that that our listeners would do well to remember is that we've also got the Friends card, and that CKUW Friends card is a unique thing. You know, in a time when you know, everybody's got these point systems for shopping and all this kind of stuff. I mean, all of that is kind of about a whole other world of consumerism that that we don't need to get into. But with your CKUW Friends card, not only have you got a concise list of a bunch of incredible local independent sources for things like, you know, entertainment and books and culture, there's a number of different discounts and promotions that are there on that CKUW Friends card. And when you pledge to the station, you can become a holder of that exclusive club card. I know that with my shop, Rag Pickers Emporium, we have been supporting that CKUW Friends card for, oh gosh, decades. I don't even know how long. Years ago when we had the retail store, we offered a direct percentage off purchases. And that's something that's on a lot of the Friends cards, is you can show up at some of your favorite independent places and get a direct percentage off of purchases when you show your CKUW card. These days, because we've closed our retail and we're a rental house, we have studio space for offer. That's one of the things that's available on the CKUW Friends card, is that you get 2-for-1 in the hours that you would want to book our photography studio, our art studio. So you can do a number of things in the studios. We host people for workshops. We host people for information nights, films and music, all that sort of stuff. It's a small venue. We tend to have a capacity of about 40 or 50 people, but chairs and tables set up. So what I'm saying is that, you know, in supporting CKUW, you're supporting, as you said earlier, Mary Jane, something that is like an underground grassroots, connector, the way that mycelium connects so many things just below the surface. CKW is a little bit like a mycelium network. It connects so many different things together, so many places and people, and all through something as humble and straightforward as a radio station. It's quite incredible. So, I'll just, encourage folks again, take a look online, fundrive.ckw.ca. You'll see a whole host of connective ways there that you can pledge, and you'll see some of the ways that that you can earn some of the bonus swag that's there from the station. And with just 15 minutes left in the show today, we encourage you to please just call in. We'd love to hear from you. And that number again is 204-774-6877. And yes, with 15 minutes left in the show today, call in. Let us know that you're listening. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes,
and for something as little as even $7 a month, that's hardly the price of some takeout coffees. You know, that kind of support, even the smallest amount, the smallest little ingredient in this recipe, will create the best listener soup possible.
Yes, and there's all sorts of, pledge levels, as you pointed out. There's the Friends card, and then there's the Fun Drive T-shirt, which is very special every year. And they also have a very limited amount of vintage T-shirts, which you could possibly get.
I love that.
Yeah, and
You
have to pick them up.
There's always been incredible artists through the years that have contributed their one-of-a-kind designs.
Yes.
And I know some of the vintage T-shirts from years past have become quite coveted.
They
Speaking
are.
As a vintage vendor, I can tell you.
Yes, for sure.
I'm not sure who this year's artist is, but I think if you visit the website, you'll see the current art that's featured on the T-shirt. There's images of that there. So.
And so there's the different levels. There's a T-shirt and a toque at the $125 level, and you get the shirt plus cards. That would be the Friends card, and so on. There's a different at different levels, and you know, just the Friends card has many discounts from Argyle Records, Columbia Radio, Dooley Records, Into the Music, Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, Planet of Sound, Wild Planet, Winnipeg Record and Tape Company, Elements, Organic Planet. That's where that card can be used for people living in the Wolseley. So on. Sleepy Owl Bakery, Time Cafe and Books. There's a whole bunch of and your company, Rag Pickers, is mentioned as one of the places where you can use your Friends card.
So you can get something fresh from the bakery. You can get your groceries. You can go and choose your music, and you can have access to space. These are just some of the benefits of the Friends card. It's quite incredible.
We could have another song. I think John has a song that you want to play, John. Is there one? And then maybe, Kristen, you have another song later.
We've got lots of great food-related songs. I even had one that was a bit of a romantic song for today, given that it's Valentine's Day. I don't know, John, if you want to skip ahead to Gravy by D.B. Sharp. That's a bit of a sweetheart song, seeing as it's Valentine's Day today. It's both food-related and a love song.
Oh, we hear the phone ringing. Well, we'll hear the song. What is it called?
Pure This is Gravy by D.B. Sharp.
Treating me right, gravy. You're the gravy.
So that was a bit of a sweetheart song for,
yes, for Valentine's
all you,
Day.
Lovers out there on Valentine's Day. I mean, I happen to really love the food related innuendos.
Yes.
Right? So there's a classic one, right? She's talking about gravy as that wonderful little something extra on the side. And I think we have a little bit of gravy news, don't we? I think with that last call, we reached a bit of a milestone for the show.
Yes, and I want to just thank Michael for your donation. And thank you all for everybody that donated. Michael, Evelyn, Laura, and Kathy, we really appreciate your generosity supporting Wooden Spoons. Do you have want to make a note about where we are in terms of the we're getting close to a certain level?
Yeah, I think what I heard is that we're the total for the whole station is getting close to 30,000, which is awesome. And I should remind people again, if you're just tuning in, the number to call to donate at is 204-774-6877, and then the website to donate at is fundrive.ckw.ca.
So this would be a good time to bring us over to the top. We need to get that $30,000 mark.
Exactly.
Yes, I think the show this morning has got over $200, which is just incredible. So yes, thank you to everyone that called in, and of course we have a chance to do this again next week too, Mary Jane.
Yes.
I'm excited, and if you're willing, I could bring back some more food-related songs, and we could do this again next week.
Yes, and this will be another a wonderful time to get together again. And I think, John, did you want to say anything about Valentine's Day as our last thought for the day, loving kindness and generosity?
Yeah, for sure. If you're in a generous mood on this loving day, show us by donating. And I mean, hey, sometimes our little gifts that we give to the highest donors make good Valentine's Day gifts too. I mean, yeah, but all joking aside, CQW does need donations to run smoothly. Our shows all put out quality programming consistently. We give voice to the voiceless, allowing lesser-known music artists a chance to be heard, and provide great volunteer opportunities. Many of our listeners have been longtime fans of the show, and the best way to show your appreciation to us is by donating.
And John, you are a volunteer, and you know, I think, as you were pointing out, that a volunteer get benefits too from joining the station. Do you want to maybe even comment on that?
For sure. Yeah, we have great volunteer opportunities for people like me. As I've said on the show before, I first discovered the station from a flyer I found at a Tom Bargan's coffee shop. Since then, I've been co-hosting Wooden Spoons with my amazing host, Mary Jane, here, and been learning a lot about what goes into running a radio show. CKUW has been nice enough to let me volunteer with no prior radio experience. They've allowed me to make mistakes and learn from them in order to grow in my skills and knowledge. Someday I may even want to host my own CKUW show or even become a radio co-host as a career. And I'm just very grateful for CKUW for allowing me this opportunity, and I hope that many others like me can also get a chance to volunteer and learn valuable skills as I have.
And that's why we call it community radio. It is really for the people. And thank you, John, for sharing your positive experience of being a volunteer for Wooden Spoons and always being there to co-host, because, you know, the technical skills is something I will not be able to learn at this point in time.
Yeah.
I give up on that. And thank you, Kristen, for sharing, for joining us this morning. And again, we want to thank everybody who has donated once again. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Evelyn. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Kathy. We hear the phone ringing. Maybe that's going to put us over that edge. We will
Wouldn't
wait
that just be something, you know, think that we could get near that halfway point of our goal for the for the fund drive. The goal was 60,000. So if we're nearing that 25,000, almost to the 30,000 mark, this is great news, but it doesn't mean that we can give up now.
No, I think we're just at the point of getting at the 30,000 mark.
Getting started.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Wow.
Well, thank you both. It's been a real fun time to get on the show with you this morning and, you know, to share the food related songs and our love of the history of things related to food. So thank you both. And I just wish everyone a wonderful Friday and a happy Valentine's Day to all of you lovers of life and of the land and of food and of each other out there.
And thank you so much for joining us, Kristen. We look forward to talking to you next week on the second run of Fun Drive, the second and last run. Thank you.
All right, you have been listening to CKUW's Wooden Spoon, sponsored by Mary Jane's Cooking School on CKUW 95.9 FM. For our podcast, please go to CKUW.ca, type Wooden Spoons into the search bar, and the show will be up in just a few hours. Till next time, this is John Dick and Mary Jane Eason saying bye for now, and thanks for listening.